This is a short teaching, 7:2-23. It's called The Kingdom Age. Read off a little bit to you first before we look at a few scriptures. The Lord's speaking here. It says, I came and ushered in a new age and raised up apostles. I'm going to wait till he gets through because I want everybody's attention on this. I came and ushered in a new age and raised up apostles to carry it forth. You're coming into a new age. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. I'm raising up my apostles and to usher in the kingdom age, much like I did the church age. I'm revealing this to my servants, the prophets. They have the blueprint. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying into the churches. The apostles and prophets laid down my doctrine, for I am the chief cornerstone. Just as I taught my disciples my Father's ways when I was here, so now I am teaching you and others my Father's ways for this kingdom age. The grace for the kingdom age has run out. The grace for the kingdom age, or for the church, sorry, church age has run out. The church age has run out. Just as my Father left the Holy of Holies at my death, so has the grace for the church age run out. That's what he said here. I've left the old wineskin, and only those that will embrace the new wine will move forward. They may continue on. They may continue on for years doing the same old thing, but it won't be anointed by God. I will not grace the old wineskin, but only the new wineskin. Some will move forward and embrace my plan. Like symbolically in the old covenant, the moving of the cloud. Those that move with me will be new wineskins, but those that say the old is better will die off or just go away. See, God is a promoter. They will no longer be in the limelight. Those that are willing to be refilled with my plans and purposes will advance forward. Behold, I'm doing a new thing in the earth. It has been a hard process for you and your team, but it has been necessary to prepare your new wineskin. See, we had to have all the old crud worked out of us. In the coming days, weeks, months, that's why we never fit, y'all. We never fit in that way because we would be prepared for this way. In the coming days, weeks, months, and even years, you will begin to lift your head and thank me for the grace I imparted to you and your team to see your training through. The best is yet to come, and it will not be arduous training. You will go from training to reigning. It will be great and glorious, and you will say that the Lord saved the best for last. The old and the new cannot ride side by side. My father had to vacate the old plan to usher in the new plan. And this is what you're witnessing. Grace is moving from the old into the new. Old wineskins discarded and new wineskins filled. This is what is going on in the spirit realm. Like I've said many times, it happens in the spirit first before you see it in the natural. Out with the old and in with the new. And I'm going to read you three scriptures, sets of scriptures here. The first one is Mark 15. I'd never looked at it in this light, but it's scriptural. Mark 15:37. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. So what barred people from God was removed. God come out of the box. He isn't going back. I don't care if Israel builds 3,000 temples over there. God ain't ever going to be in any of them. See where the church is such a fallacy, believing it's all natural, but really it's spiritual. It's not saying natural things don't come from spiritual things. They do, but okay, Luke 23:44. The Lord is just so black and white and to the point. I guess because that's the way I hear things and that's the way I deliver things. All right, 44 through 46 of Luke 23. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. All right, Acts 2. These are the old dispensation. Gone. Forever. Acts 2 is the new. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. See, they came to do the old feast, Passover. That was the last Passover, y'all. I'm talking natural Old Testament. Jesus is the Passover lamb. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Now hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and the parts of Libya and about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speaking our tongues, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. All right, in the name of Jesus, that's enough. Get out of here, in Jesus' name. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and all my servants and all my handmaidens I will pour out of in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So what happened that day? What Jesus said, you tear down this temple, this physical temple, in 3 days I'll rise it up. That's what's happened. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. All right? This is a new dispensation that we're moving into. Out with the old and in with the new. Okay. All right. I told you that was a short.